Hello, welcome to our show, Kabbalah for Beginners. It deals in basic of Kabbalah and will scrutinize it according to authentic Kabbalah sources. The topic of today is light. Main topic in the wisdom of Kabbalah, perhaps the topic. And like any other program of Kabbalah for Beginners, we have quotes from sources of Kabbalists, and together with Rav Lightman, we will scrutinize this concept. You can also send us questions and through Kabja.tv. Gilad here is on the internet stand. He will ask your questions, so you can go ahead and ask. The topic of today is light, and that concept is very common, starting from the light of sun, good feeling, or other different methods speaking about light. But according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, what is light? You said it correctly, that the light is the main concept in the wisdom of Kabbalah, our lives, in philosophy, physics, and in our whole life, sunlight, which brings us life, photosynthesis, and the light of the mind, the thought. That too is light, and light in life, meaning feeling, is light, and much more. Let there be light. This is where the creation starts with, and the wisdom of Kabbalah puts an emphasis on it, on the concept, on that this is the main term in the wisdom of Kabbalah, because there's nothing other than light. And we also see in our world, as the Rambam writes, he wrote it 100 years ago, he already wrote that our whole universe, our whole world, is under the speed of light, 800 years before Einstein. That light has speed, and our world is below the speed of light. And the spiritual worlds are above the corporeal speed of light, and there it is, the spiritual light, spiritual speed. And there we learn that light is everything. Everything begins from the light. And that light created the creatures. And the creatures, they are called creatures, the creation, because they're a bit different than the light. Meaning our whole destiny, reality, existence is because we have something different from the light. And because the light is a complete bestowal, love, warmth, good, abundance. It's the white light. It has no evil, no filth into it. The creatures, however, they seem on the background of the white light as something different than the light. And therefore we know ourselves. We can see the light itself, we can feel it, but we can feel what is different from the light, and that we do know. And that is what we're dealing with. And what is the light itself? It is concealed, it's gone. The light itself that sustains us, our life, the whole universe, the light itself is concealed. It is felt in us only in those who are different from the light. And this is how we live. So our whole life, our whole reality, and including us, everything is outside the general force that creates and sustains us and develops us and gives us life. We don't feel it itself. We don't attain it. And we only think it exists. Well, they tell us about these higher terms by Kabbalist people who attain it. And that's the difference between an ordinary person to a Kabbalist. A Kabbalist attains the light. And then they tell us that the light is good. This is a force that creates everything, fulfills everything for the best, and it leads the entire creation. into a sublime upper goal. What is that goal? The goal, the purpose, is that we eventually will equalize with the light. Although we are opposite to it, and precisely because we're opposite to it, we exist. Our goal is to become light and be like the light. How? Then we will cease to exist? No, they say. You have to remain as you are, opposite from it, but to receive upon yourself the same quality like his, the quality of love and bestowal. And then, although you are a creature, you will be like it, like the light, to such an extent that you will be as white as him, transparent. Meaning there will be no difference between you and him, and you will reach a state where you are equal. And here we begin to think, in that case, we do have hope of drawing the light into our lives, to us. You know, like we say, a little bit of light in life, that's what we need. Yes, we can. In the wisdom of Kabbalah, that is what it provides us with. Kabbalists say, well, they wrote the books of Kabbalah. They themselves say so. If we study them properly, if we read them the right way, meaning by trying to be together in proximity, unity, bonding, meaning to try to be in the same form as the light, then the light influences the strongest, and then it changes us, as written, I have created the evil inclination, meaning we're opposite to the light in our evil, in our ego, but I've created the Torah despised, because the light in it is the light that reforms. So Torah is called light. This is where the word all comes from. And if I relate correctly to that system that is called Torah, the book, the mechanism, then I can extract from there the force that will correct me, which will change me, which is called Or, light, the light that reforms, brings me back to goodness. So the light has many roles. It creates, it performs, it develops, it does everything. What about the creatures? Do they do anything or don't they? Well, Kabbalists say that the creatures, they developed in the light, and what they can do is to extract upon themselves the light that reforms more than how it comes to them, and then they will feel good in their evolution, because that will be the desirable process. And they tell us more, Kabbalists. Why did the light create us opposite to it? That we are as a shadow on its background. You know, you have this white screen and you do these shapes, kids like doing it. It's the same with us. We appear only on the background of the white light. Why did the light create us in such a way, in an opposite way? So they give an answer that the advantage of the light is from the darkness. If we want to come to know the light, we can't know the light in and of itself. Rather, by being opposite to the light and coming to it, then we can come to know it. And we can also see in our lives that if I want to feel a taste in something, I need the opposite taste, sweet, sour, and more, warm and cold, and more. We, as creatures, we don't feel the phenomenon itself. Rather, we feel a phenomenon against another phenomenon, one versus the other. So in the gap between the contrast between two things, there I begin to feel that gap. And this is what I accept as a fact, as a feeling. Therefore, the light didn't have any other choice except created us in the form of darkness, the opposite form, and to help us later on from the darkness to come and know the light. And here we begin to understand how the light operates on us. It operates in two ways. So this is the light, and it operates in two ways. On the one hand, it operates on the desire in order to increase the desire. And on the other hand, it operates on the desire in order to bring us the feeling of the light itself, who he is. So here he bestows pleasure on us, and here he bestows on us by coming to know him. And then we develop in the desire. So we did develop in the desire. So now we begin to acknowledge in the desire who develops us, and then we develop in its recognition. And then we come to a certain recognition of it, then our desire grows once again. And then we think, okay, so what's next? How we will be like him? How we will reach a state that we will be exactly like him? And then it turns out that we develop not only in the desire, rather we develop also in the quality. And eventually we reach a state where we have a great desire, the size of that desire is as the size of the influence of the pleasure. Eventually my desire is equal to the pleasure that the light wants to bestow. And also the quality of the desire, what do I want? What I want is what the light is, what the light wants. I change. I reach a state that other than having a very big desire, I also have an intention that I want to be like him. And all that is because the light operates on me in two forms, in pleasure and by letting us know who he is. And this is how we develop. And as we were saying, from that, of course, we have the ability to draw the light closer to us. As written, why were we given the Torah? For, so that we will be able to correct our desire so that it will resemble the light. Why is our will to receive evil? It is evil not because it is the will to receive, rather because it is opposite to the light. And then I cannot enjoy and be in a state like the light itself. Yes, I'm sure there are many questions about it. With regard to the drawing you just drew, can you give us an example? Because I don't see that in our life they bestow pleasure upon us, my will to receive grows and we want to become like him. On the contrary, I see that the desires become lesser. This happens lately. During thousands of years we have developed, we had a raw desire which started to grow and grow and grow. So this is the size of the desire, and this is the time scale. So this is the graph of the desire. So when we have developed in a simple way, in the ancient days, Middle Ages, and so on, we have reached a special desire of the 20th century, where we have reached a state that our raw desire by the light, when the light illuminated upon us, upon our desire, so the desire developed, but it has nowhere to develop to anymore. It becomes closed. It exhausted itself. We feel that we are interdependent, but at the same time we reject one another in our global connection, and we have reached a state where we have nothing more we can attain. We don't want to go out to space, into the stars and galaxies. We don't want to know what happens below or above. We just want to suffer less. So our desire started to stand still, and it even becomes smaller in time. And that is a sign that we have reached a certain conclusion, ending to our evolution. The light that illuminated on us ended one action, and now we are about to reach the next action, which didn't exist in our world before. If till now we used to develop in growing the desire, as we said here, that it was done by pleasure or by pleasure. This is how the light grew the desire. And now we are in the second stage to reveal who the light is. So now we have another tendency. Now the light will influence us differently. We begin to ask now, who is the light? What is the light? Or why do we live for, and so on. We are asking about the goal, about the quality, not about the quantity of the desire, rather about the quality. Why and whatever for. These are the two influences that come to us from the light. So we have completed the first stage and we enter the second stage. Yes? I understood from your explanation that the light is a preliminary force which created us, an upper force. And you said that although we don't feel it, there are people who do feel it, the sages of Kabbalah. What do they feel that we don't? What does it mean to feel the light? What do they feel? We cannot feel the light itself, like we cannot feel any phenomenon, even in our world, any essence. We can only feel the results of the influence of the essence on us. Let's say there is electricity. How do I know that? I have tools, I have devices. Either I see a wire heating up or something moving. I see results from the force that is running inside the wires. So I say, here there is an operating force. How do I know that there is a force? Because I see its action. Therefore it is written, we have known you from your actions. So it is in our world, and so it is in spirituality, in the action of the light. And the light includes all the forces in it anyway. Therefore, if we want to come and know the light, we have to see where it is working, where it is operating, where it is going to, through which wires, connections, through which systems. And then according to its action, I will be able to know it like I know electricity, like I know anything else in nature. I don't see anything now. Also, when light beam comes to my eyes and knock on my nerves, let's say my sight nerves or hear nerves, then I recognize a phenomenon, meaning something is pressuring me and create a reaction in me. But I don't reveal the thing itself. I only reveal how I feel it and how it operates on me. Therefore, it is called, we have known you from your actions. Now, if this is what we want to, as you're asking, to research, investigate the light, so I have to examine where it operates on me. What does it do to me? And then what I do, I have to discover where it operates and how it operates. And then, according to the advice of Kabbalists, we have a very simple advice. If we unite together strange people, different people, with different desires. But other than the desire, we also have another part. You remember what the light did. On the one hand, it creates a desire in everyone, and on the other hand, who the light is. A question which awakens in us. That question is what we call the point in the heart. Something happens inside man. He wants to know, where do life come from? What is the source of life? What is the light? What happens here? So when men start to ask these questions, other than the desire that he has to ask these questions. So we have here two data, as we've learned from the influence of the light. One data is a pleasure, and another data is who the light is. Then such people connecting together, what do? They connect together. They want to break their nature and to resemble the light. And then they begin to try in different means to connect between them. When they start connecting, they start feeling how opposite they are to the light. Then they begin to feel, well, the first action, they try to connect. And the second action is to attain darkness. I'm sorry, there's not enough room here. To attain darkness. They already attained the darkness because the advantage of the light is from the darkness. What is the darkness? I don't want to connect with everyone. I want to be alone. But when they try to connect and can't, then they attain the darkness. That's great. Now, the third, as a result, they act because they have to connect, they have to unite. What does it mean? They begin to understand that the purpose of creation, their purpose, is for them to unite. We can also see that in our world, a global world, global crisis, we have to unite. Otherwise, we won't survive, we will destroy the planet, and so on and so on. So we have to unite. Then we reach a stage where we have to demand from the light for its action, for its second action, where it operates on us so that it will bestow us in such a way that we will have the right intention, like his intention, and then we will reach unity. And then we address the light. So what do? In the wisdom of Kabbalah, it is called raising man. Man, meaning we raise our deficiency, our desire for the light. Meaning a request for the light. And then it comes to us. What does it mean? It begins to awaken in us and give us its force, the force of love and bestowal. And then we begin to discover in us the force of love and bestowal which dwell among us. Where does it come from? We don't know where. Like we don't know where electricity is until we discover it. But when we discover the force of bestowal and love in us, this is the result of the light, and we name that force light. That means we have no new from your actions. Baal HaSulam writes about it in the article Kabbalah and Philosophy. He writes the following: how do the sages of the Kabbalah, which fill the entire wisdom with their insights, differentiate between the various lights? Indeed, it is because their observation do not refer to the lights themselves, but to the impression of the vessel which is affected by its encounter with the light. I still didn't understand in the drawing you drew that the light bestowed pleasure upon us. I don't see the pleasure. Can you give us an example? No, the light doesn't give us pleasure. I'm sorry. It illuminates in the hoped pleasure. It illuminates on us something we can attain. Suddenly I understand that it is a good thing to be wise. So I run in order to attain wisdom. I also want to be rich like him. So I don't receive that fulfillment from the light, money or wisdom. I receive a stimulation from the light that I want to be there. Meaning the fact that it illuminates with pleasure. Excuse me, you're right. I have to write here that he illuminates the pleasure. So when it illuminates us with the pleasure, then I begin to feel the deficiency to what it illuminates me with: money, control, knowledge, doesn't matter what. It awakens the deficiency in me. It increases my desire until I will change my desire so that it will resemble the pleasure, and then I will be able to receive that pleasure. That's work. That is called the wisdom of reception, the wisdom of Kabbalah, how to receive the light in us. So here we have to make a sequence of actions, as we have already learned. This sequence of actions, we have to go through them. I didn't understand. Let's say I see that you have a car which I like. So I now also have a desire for such a car. So what is the process now? How will I attain this light? You won't attain it. Why? We are talking about spiritual pleasures, not about corporal pleasures. You don't remember this drawing. We have reached now a process which had ended, completely ended. That process completely ended in our century. And now, according to the time, let's say 2010, and we have reached a state where the light doesn't influence us in order to increase the desire anymore. What Niv said is right, that the desire becomes smaller. I don't want these pleasures anymore. I don't want to make so much money and run after different things. The world wants to calm down. Many people in our world begin to ask, why do we live for? Where do they come from? What is the meaning of life? It only begins. We are the first generation of this question, but this is the beginning. But the climax or the peak of selling new cars is this year, so I don't understand what you're talking about. This is exactly what I'm asking. And okay, but it's not as it used to be. People used to run after such pleasures. Now they have no choice. This is why they do it, because they have no choice. So people go and try to fulfill themselves with different pleasures. Well, perhaps he will be able to receive some satisfaction. But now there is a different question. Why is he doing it for? He doesn't do it because of the desire for it, as for from a fear to enter state of despair and emptiness. Because we know that alongside, see how many people are in despair. they live in a way that this life, well, they can hardly bear this kind of life. People have a very unpleasant feeling of life, but because they have no choice, because they have to fulfill themselves, because they have to enjoy, they need a little bit of light in their lives. So what can they do? Another car, another thing, perhaps, or at least to forget about it. So I will run after money in order to buy that car. So I will be busy, at least that. So I will learn from others how they're running, so I too will run. At least I will do something to forget about that evil. So this is a protective force of our body, which makes us behave like that. Now, how is this process connected to the two forms? Because I didn't understand the drawing yet. Now, you said it illuminates the deficiency for a pleasure, a desire, and on the other hand, it illuminates who he is. So how is it connected to our lives? I don't know, but something happened to you in life like everyone else, and you thought, ah, that's it, that's the end of life, that's the only thing I want. I will be, well, you learned education, so you said, I will learn education, I will be a good known teacher, I will be famous, it is such a great pleasure also to influence kids, to be with them or youth. And then, oppa! Why? Where did it disappear to, and why? I'm asking you, why did that desire disappear? And it's the same with everything else. I've worked at least 2, 3, 4 years in order to buy a new car. The first week, oh, nobody's looking at me. Everybody's looking at me. I'm driving this new car. After a week, I'm not looking at me either. After a week, they scratch your car with a key and says, so where did it disappear to? So the will to receive doesn't grow in a linear way more and more and more. Rather, the time comes, and we learn it from four phases of direct light, that the light influences the desire. It makes it into a certain measurement. We call it the first Bechina, and that Bechina inverts and say, I want something else, the second Bechina. You completed the second Bechina, you don't want it anymore, you want the third Bechina. You completed the third Bechina, perhaps you enjoyed it for a little bit, not even that, and you don't want it anymore, hey, and you come to the fourth Bechina. And that is how a person doesn't die satisfied. He always wants more. He never enjoys himself, because every time the light that operates, it operates with a pleasure, meaning it increases the desire. Only here it increases the desire from 0 to some 100% of that box, and then not. Then another light operates, which brings you into the next pleasure. That is already who the light is. The Creator operates, and the essence of the light operates and brings you to additional development, not in quantity, rather in quality. And that's the second Bechina. You don't want to be a little child anymore, like you wanted to play with some toys. You want to be an adult. So this is both qualitative and quantitative, but mainly quantitative development. An adult doesn't need toys. He needs small things, but qualitative diamonds instead of sand. Okay, so suppose I begin to ask who he is, although I don't ask that question yet. You're right, you're not there yet, but every time you want to receive the pleasures which are more refined, more sophisticated, you're not a wild savage anymore, or you're not a child anymore, not even how you used to be a year ago. You keep growing. And we do grow from one generation to another. We develop and we demand more qualitative pleasures. Especially in our generation, we have reached a state where from here on, from here on, from that point onward, let's paint it in red. From that point onward, we are drawn after qualitative pleasures, not quantitative pleasures. So the main question here is, why do I live? What is the meaning? Why do I suffer? What is the meaning of life? That is the major question. Therefore, half of humanity is in despair. And the fact they're running after all kinds of pleasures, and even more than before, it is in order to forget. See how much people are working, for how long, for how many hours. According to the common sense, we were supposed to work half then 50 years ago. So why do we work double then, more than 50 years ago? What will you do? You will go nuts. You will enter a state of despair. Therefore, deliberately, this is what people do. They work and work and work. They leave early in the morning and come late at night. You see, cars are going forth and back to sleep, again forth and back to sleep, and that's it. Which you see which kind of life we live, because if we will give you freedom, you will go nuts. You will start asking about the essence of life, and then what? Should we bring a shrink to everyone to sit next to him and calm him down? So the fact that you feel that people are running after fulfillments and not after the answer for the question, what is the meaning of life, it is because they don't know how they can solve that question. But if you will bring them the wisdom of Kabbalah, we have to learn how to do it, that will easily help them solve that problem. They will drop that chase in masses, because they will discover how much they can enjoy the light itself, and not from some pitiful fulfillments which I learned from my neighbor. He enjoys it, so I want it too. Mushi has a question. I wanted to say, before I will ask, that I do enjoy many things in life. This is what I feel. I enjoy the clock. I bought my clothes, my car, and I do want to buy a car. I can't, but I want to. I have to wait two or three years. But I would like to hear an answer to the question, what does it mean to discover the thing that stands before these pleasures, the source of life? I want to know who plays with me. I want to know where my life comes from. Who is the landlord? Because I'm not the landlord. I don't know what will happen to me in a moment and what will happen to me after I die. And that's pretty soon. So what's going to happen next? Where does it come from? Who planned all that? Who plays around with me? I feel as been played with. Why? What's the benefit? I want to know all that. Eventually, when I grow, and we were just saying that we grow in qualities. Our questions about our life are about role, and well, this is more and more qualitative questions. So I begin to ask, many people begin to ask, that phenomenon of despair which exists in the world. Most of our diseases are a result of despair. Although these are physiological diseases, most of them are because of despair. So it's true that you say that you have things you want to enjoy in life and you don't want to drop them. It is because you don't have something higher, something bigger. So you prefer, like the rest of humanity, not to see it and not to know about it. the whole world enter a financial crisis. Does anybody think about this crisis now? No. Why? And if you will talk to economists, they will tell you that the crisis is going on. We don't know what to do about it. We print money endlessly, and that prepares a blow. We don't even know what's going to happen, but there's nothing we can do about it. So we are in the world in general and in our private lives that, well, what can we do? What will happen? Will happen. Que sera, sera. Today I will do this, I will buy that, I will confuse myself with all kinds of pleasures. Something is going to happen. This is a temporary approach. This is a running away. And it will end. We see that people are awakening. 10, 15 years ago, people who came to the wisdom of Kabbalah compared to the people who come now, there is no comparison. And people who begin to look for what the wisdom of Kabbalah can give them instead of red strings, holy water, and all this mysticism, rather they're looking for a true solution, although it's not easy. But this is what they're looking for, to open the world. Well, eventually, because we came out from the light, we have to attain the light. This is what we're craving for, praying for, yearning for. That's the only thing we want. Subconsciously, that's the only thing we want. And really, our whole life, that's the only thing we're chasing. And all these fulfillments, you say, clothes and food and a new car, whatever you might say, all the sources of pleasures, they come from the light. Only they, when they clothe in us, we understand it as some practical pleasure, let's say a car from a little child, family, rest, warmth, beautiful scenery, and so on. But what I feel, I actually feel the light which depicts in me such objects. But it's the light. This is what we're chasing. Therefore, gradually people will let go of all these things and they will want to see the source of everything, the light itself, and not this phenomenon. I don't want a car. The car gives me pleasure. I want the pleasure without the car. Why do I need this iron for? I drive it, and if I don't drive it, I don't enjoy it, and then I don't want to drive anymore, so this iron stands next to my home. I need the pleasure. The more we advance in history, in our development, we are going in the direction of more delicate, more settled, concealed things, waves, frequencies. You see, instead of irons and big things, today everything is small. Everything, well, the quantity turns into quality. So people are drawn in their desires from attaining things materialistically into attaining things in spirituality. Therefore, it becomes clearer and clearer to us that all we need is the light. The light has to fulfill me, the light itself. And not through food, sex, family, money, respect, control, knowledge. No, I want the light. And that yearning, this is something that humanity is starting to feel. People don't understand it yet, but according to the number of dispersed people, suicides, terrorism, drugs, divorces, everything you see, we can say the following. People feel a great deficiency, a great desire from a kind he cannot fulfill in his ordinary life. And that is a sign that this is a deficiency for the light itself and nothing else. nothing else the light can depict in him. Yes. We have a question from Tel Aviv. It's a bit long, but with a lot of emotion. If the light is the good, abundance, pleasure, how can it create us and let us grow thousands of years as murderers, robbers, still, and not to guide us? Today, when we have reached adolescence, it kills us with blows because we're not taking the right way. Simultaneously, there is a wisdom that should take us the right way, which most people don't want, and those who do come to it needs tens of years in order to be reborn. I'm with him. Everyone who disqualifies, everyone who asks, of course he's right. This is how he feels. And that question too is brought to him by the light. On the other hand, we were saying that the advantage of the light is from the darkness. Meaning, in order for me to reach the light, I have to be in a great demand for the light. Great demand for the light from an egoistic person, it should be a cruel demand. Also, almost in through hatred, when I enter the shell. And I really hate it. I don't want it. I blame it for everything because everything comes from me. Really. Everything that happens to me comes from him. And from feeling how opposite I am to him, and that he brings me to that feeling of how opposite I am to him, the bad that he makes me feel, I begin to feel the darkness. And only after that darkness comes the advantage of the light, meaning the extra from the darkness when I attain light. Therefore, his questions are good questions, but they're still fragile, weak, like a weak crying of a baby. You have to be cruel. You have to be a complete wicked in order to reach the opposite state from the light, and from there we begin to attain him. Then we will be able to attain the whole power of the light. If there is a little bit of darkness, you don't discover everything the light has to offer. You have to be in a complete darkness, darkness of Egypt. Like Pharaoh said, who is the Lord so that I will listen to him? Who is he? That is our real will to receive. Therefore, to be there means to be in the darkness of Egypt, and from there, from darkness, we will come to the light. This is how we advance. Therefore, he has good questions, but he should move forward now. Enter darkness, but we also need light. If you don't study, you don't enter darkness. On the contrary, through the study, through extracting the light on him, he will discover the darkness he's immersed in. Why? Because our whole development, as we drew before, our whole development to a greater desire, and also in a more qualitative desire, where from and whatever for, they all come from the light. So I need to draw the light as much as I can, and it will bring me these stages, once to be in the light, once to be in darkness, again light, again darkness, again light, again darkness, and this is how I advance. And the feeling of the darkness is actually a good feeling. It is a stage of in-between stages of my development, like day and night. Rabash writes about it in the 10th quote. He writes the following: the Torah, the light, was given precisely to he who has a deficiency, and that deficiency is called darkness, meaning he who feels darkness in life. because he doesn't have the kelim of bestowal of giving like the light, then he is qualified to receive the light of the Torah, because through the Torah, the light in it is the light that reforms. Then he will attain the vessels of bestowal and he will be able to receive the good and abundance. You have mentioned this concept of drawing the light and to receive the light. What is that method of drawing the light? This is what the wisdom of Kabbalah does. It is written, I've created the evil inclination, the light, the spice, because the light in it is the light that reforms. If you feel lack in your advancement towards the light, you have to learn Torah. But Torah, it means the internality of the Torah, where the light is concealed, the wisdom of Kabbalah, where you draw the light upon you, and the light that comes to you awakens you according to that drawing gradually. It awakens different stages in you. Once light, once darkness, another light, another darkness, until you reach such a development where you become like the light itself. That means that darkness will illuminate like light. Man has to reach a state where he will have the same qualities as the light. Rabash writes about it in the article, in the 8th quote, let there be night, let there be day. It is impossible that the light of day will come without the darkness of the night first. And the darkness of the night will always bring daylight, because they will never separate from one another. So what can I deduct from feeling a feeling of darkness so that I will have light after that feeling? Some hope. Continue going only to one place, one action, to draw the light as much as you can. And although what comes from it is the darkness, this is the darkness before light. As written, let there be evening, let there be day, because the previous evening there cannot be day. Now, anyone can draw that light, men, kids, women. There is no difference between anyone. The Torah is for everybody, men, women, kids, adults, Jews, non-Jews, everybody. Special conditions to learn together, alone. Oh, no, this is something else. To organize a study, to study together is important. We should know how to learn only with a guide, a teacher. Everything, you can find everything in our site. You can go in there and see. We have courses, we have lessons, we have everything. Everything is organized and in all languages. And there is a full support until you will reach the light. You have a company. From which books? There are different books. No. I think that we have reached a state that everybody in every language, everything they want, they can attain the wisdom of Kabbalah in a sure way for success. A question from the internet before we end. The suffering is felt in Tel Aviv real strongly. They complain about the suffering. Rav, we don't want to learn, we don't want anything, we want revelation. Does the light hear that? No. How does the light hear? Do they do any actions along with their demand? What does it mean that they want revelation? The light is in absolute rest. Perhaps we can speak about it a little bit. We are in an ocean of light, the light of Ein Sof. And we're all in it. All of us together. And we don't feel it because everybody is isolated from the others. And the light which is here, is complete bestowal, complete love. Complete love and bestowal. And then we're in it, but only we don't feel it. So how can we feel it? Start getting along with everyone. Start making connections with everyone. Therefore it is written, love thy friend as thyself. This is a great rule in the Torah, meaning the light. Start connecting, you have a group. You already have a group, not all of humanity, but you have a group. Inside a group, start being connected to everyone else. If you make a connection with them, which is similar to the light a little bit, immediately you reveal the Creator. And it depends only on you. It's not up to the group. The group is already ready. If you enter the group correctly, then you discover that the group is already in light. If you disqualify, you do it due to your own flaw. If you don't enter the group the right way, you see that everybody is egoistic. But if you enter the group the right way, you see that they're all connected in Arvut, wholeness and all, and the light is in them, and you are integrated with them and the light. This is how you come from the connection of the kelim, the vessels. Here, this is where the vessels are, and we're all vessels. And through the connection of the vessels and the quality of the connection, you come to the light. Meaning, you discover phenomena inside the kelim, which are called, light. Like you discover electricity in a certain device when it works. So the light you discover is the extent of connection and bestowal between everyone else. Therefore, all of Israel are friends, love thy friend as thyself, don't do to others what you yourself hate, etc., etc. Therefore, all these sayings, these are not just sayings, these are law of natures. If you come to them, you discover the light, and the light fulfills you. That's it. Baal HaSulam writes about it. It's quote number 4. The upper light never stops from bestowing upon the low ones, even for a moment. Therefore, every concealment, disclosure, and any change is only on the remedy of the kelim. It all depends on the kelim. So I hope that we will be worthy for the light. And that we will be privileged, meaning that we will be pure enough. Zchut comes from the word zakut, purity. So that we will be as pure as the light. Thank you so much, Rav Lightman. Thank you to the friends here in the studio and the viewers at home. Thank you for being with us in Kabbalah for Beginners. See you next time. And all the best. Bye-bye.